Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 1. Today's reading will start in verse 12 and end in verse 26. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 12, "For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ, as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ, so I really don't know which is better. I'm torn between two desires. I long to go and be with Christ, which would be far better for me. But for your sakes, it is better that I continue to live. Knowing this, I am convinced that I will remain alive so I can continue to help all of you grow and experience the joy of your faith. And when I come to you again, you will have even more reason to take pride in Christ Jesus because of what he is doing through me. Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then, whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. Don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved, even by God himself. For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in this struggle together. You have seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I am still in the midst of it." Once again, that was Philippians chapter 1 verses 12 through 26 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. How can we stay encouraged when life brings us down? For Paul, being a Christian meant joining in the suffering of Christ for the world. Paul was in prison, and the Philippians faced opposition. He encouraged them to stay strong, living as citizens of heaven. Paul faced death, but he stayed strong by trusting in God. He understood how his suffering furthered the gospel. We will go through hard times in life. Jobs will be lost, relationships will go awry, cars will break down, and things will fall apart. Jesus offers us his strength so that we won't fall apart as well. He won't take away the struggles of life, but he is with us and gives us his strength. Following Christ means we will go through more hardships because the way of the world is tilted against the sacrificial way of Christ. As his followers, we run into hardships and fight injustices, yet we do not despair because we walk with the resurrected one. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. In what ways are you dealing with discouragement right now? How can the example of Paul, who was persecuted yet stayed encouraged in Christ, help you today? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.